This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I am judging a Smithix Irish Ale. It is a Category 9D Irish Red Ale. So the correct pronunciation is Smithix. You don't pronounce the W in there. It's true with most things around the Britain and Ireland. Smithix, Warwick, those kind of things. You drop that W in the middle. So it's spelled Smithwix, but it's pronounced Smithix. And it's actually brewed by Guinness now. So this is a medium reddish copper colored beer. It is clear. You have to have some light to be able to see through it, but it's well into the copper colors. The head is tall, beige in color, and has frothy bubbles. All that seems standard for the style, so I will give that a 3. The aroma is dominated by malt, but dominating makes it sound stronger than it is. It's perhaps medium-low in intensity, but it's toasty and caramely. I get just a hint of roast, maybe just a very light touch of hops. The caramel has caramel toffee interaction there. It's it's got a fair amount of interest there, but it doesn't really have esters. It just has these really multi-layered overtones of toast, caramel, toffee. Not quite butterscotch, because there's no sort of buttery note in there, but in that realm. It's a maltier beer in the balance, but the intensity isn't that high. I'll give it a 10. I would expect the malt to have a little bit more punch. Maybe some of these aromatics be a little bit clearer, but this is in range so far. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and taste it. It's toasty, it's toffee-like, but that's sort of in the first part of the palate. So you get that malt initially, but it finishes dry, and you get just a hint of roast malt in there. I mean, it's not like a porter or anything sort of darker, but similar to Scottish ales, you get just a hint of that roast in there that accentuates the dryness. That's actually why the Irish ales are lumped in with the Scottish ales as far as the style guidelines go, because they have that similar little bit of roast in it. When we added this style in 2004, we had a debate about whether it belonged with the brown ales, with the pale ales, with the Scottish ales, and we actually tried beers side by side to see which ones tasted most similar, and we actually found that it was closer to Scottish ales in taste than anything else, which was sort of not what I originally thought. I thought this might be a little bit closer to a Newcastle, but no, it's closer to Scottish in flavor, so that's why it's grouped there, in case you were ever wondering. Okay, back to the flavor. I was talking about the roasted dryness. The bitterness is probably medium-low, no esters. There's a light floral hop flavor. The malt character is dominating the balance, but none of the flavors are overly strong. It's sort of interesting because the main tastes are the toasty, caramelly, toffee-like flavors, but the aftertaste leaves you more with that dryness. And you get more of that slightly dusty, roasted flavor that the dry, the roast malt does sort of accentuate the dryness in the beer. But that does make it fairly drinkable, too. You might be looking for like a more of a sweet character in these beers, but honestly, you just get that sort of impression of sweetness because you're getting the malt up front and it's not highly balanced. But that roast really wipes away any sort of mental impression you might have of sweetness. I'm going to give this a 17. Similar to the aroma, the flavor profile is right, but I'd expect some of the flavors to have a little bit more intensity and purity. As far as mouthfeel, it's medium light in body. It has moderate carbonation. It's very smooth. And there's no alcohol bite. Look at the label. It's 4.5%, so wouldn't expect it to have an alcohol bite. It's sort of a Irish session beer. Although 4.5% in England is sort of a strong beer. It's a little stronger than a Guinness. Overall, it's a clean and easy drinking beer. The roast and the dryness give it a little bit of a sharper finish. You get that caramely toffee malt, and you might expect it to sort of be a sweet beer, but that little bit of roast gives it that balance. And I think that's sort of interesting. I do like the multi-leveled flavors in there from the toffee and caramel family. If I have to pick at it, I just think this might be a little on the old side. It's not a big beer, so it's going to not last in the bottle that long. So that's about my only knock. I know they do import this on draft. I've been able to find it in some places, and it's not a bad beer. It's a good beer to have with food. It's just not a lot of interest, but accept the style for what it is. It has it's looking to give you a little bit of a toasty, caramely flavor with that drying finish in sort of a malt focused beer. So I'll give it an 8 overall, and that totals up to a 43. So that's a Smithwick's Irish Ale, category 9D Irish Red Ale.